Let us, if you will, again turn your attention to the book of James. And I shall be reading out of the first chapter beginning at verse 22. The book of James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, the Bible reads, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." If you will, draw close attention to the 25th verse. "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Romans 10, Bible reads, beginning at verse 14. Very familiar passage. It says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah's sake, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We are to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought. Now that you've heard the preacher, let's do the work. Now that you've heard the preacher, let's do the work.
For truly and honestly, my body is extremely tired this morning. But nonetheless, I promised the Lord. Songwriter said a long time ago that I'd go. And every time he gives me an opportunity, I am willing to go if I can. There are occasions where I cannot go sometime, but if the Lord God see fit to give me the strength, I believe in doing what I can while I can. For I realize that there's going to come a time when I'm not going to be able to go. You know, it is amazing. It is amazing because sometimes these old bodies of ours, we think that we're going to be around for a long time. And somebody told me that they wanted to see me live to get 100. I said, I can't hardly make it around 950. Glory. But God is still good. And I look around and I see so many pillars of encouragement. Hallelujah. I don't know what in the world y'all was doing, but I need some of what y'all got, Graham. Mother Mary. Hallelujah. Sister Vinny, Sister Kat. Y'all still walking around here like everything's all right. Sister Bessie been in the hospital more than anybody I know. Looking good this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is a prayer warrior right there if there ever was one. You talking about somebody tell the doctor, you telling the lie, this God got this. And I've seen her faith come to pass. And that is encouraging because sometimes you got to see the work of God. Sometimes you got to see it in somebody else. God blesses all of us, but sometimes we just don't realize our blessings. And I come to tell you this morning that as good as God has been to us, we ought to, even in a tired spirit, we ought to find something down on the inside that'll give us a dose of hallelujah, Jesus, anyhow. Anybody in this house got any hallelujah, anyhow spirit? Anybody want to lift up from where you are? Don't sit down and let the devil rob you of your joy this morning. But realize that God been too good and done brought us too far for us to sit down on God this morning. I thank God for my well-being this morning. Anybody want to give God some praise this morning? Let's give God some praise in the house. Everybody that's got breath ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody give God some praise. If you want to wake up and feel better, give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's your mindset. If you accept you're going to be tired, you're going to be tired. You accept you're getting sleepy, you're going to go to sleep. But I refuse to let the devil have my joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. God didn't call me to sit down on him. Time for no pity party talking about I'm tired. I can rest after a while, but I got to preach right now. I don't know about you, but I heard the preacher last week. Thank you, God. Now y'all sound more like South Chapel. What's wrong with y'all this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. All you got to do is just think of his goodness. Hallelujah. Think about it. Woke you up this morning, started you on another day's journey. You could have been dead and gone, but you still got your strength. Give God some praise in the house. Thank you, God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, he is. We've been blessed this week. God blessed us to have a soul-stirring, high-spirited revival. And when you've been through what we've been through this week, you ought to be able to give God praise in despite of. If you came any night last week, if you didn't get anything, it's nobody's fault but your own. Because I'm here to tell you the word truly came forth. All of our choirs sang to the glory of God. Many souls were saved this week. Faith levels were raised another step higher. And when God lifts you up, don't you know the enemy going to try to take away what you got? So you got to be careful. Don't let the enemy trick you. In the thing, you got to get relaxed. Sometimes when you get too relaxed, the devil will sneak right in. He'll take everything that you think that you got. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we must be about our Father's business. Last week, as I talked to you about homecoming being a day of celebration, God blessed us with a great day of celebration. We had wonderful service last Sunday morning. God blessed us with a feast of physical food. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. Thank you, Marlene Hendricks. You a fussing young lady, but you a cooking young lady. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for the food that your hands touched. And I sat down there, and I ate good last Sunday because I knew I didn't have to preach. And I got on the deacons that morning. Don't get sleepy this afternoon. Man, I sit up here. That's the first time I can't remember when I got that sleepy in church. I was fighting so hard. Tim went to sleep right there in that corner. But I was fighting hard. I was fighting hard. I sit down there. And the preacher looked at me eating, small as I am, and I had 3 plates. A little bit of something on all of them. I seen a plate with pig feet on it. Hallelujah. I ate all 3 of them. And about 3 pieces of chicken. When I come up here, I was messed up. Gray had to bring something to keep me woke. But I thank God that the man of God brought us the dessert that we needed on last Sunday evening. Anybody got blessed last Sunday evening? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That word was so sweet. I tell you, God's word is sweeter than a honeycomb. And anybody that got a sweet tooth every now and again, you just got to satisfy that sweet tooth. I don't care what you eat, where you go. If you got a sweet tooth, you got to have a little something. Hallelujah. I thank God for what God has given us throughout this week. We find ourselves sometimes complaining about the things that we encounter in life. We need to be mindful that we serve an all-knowing God. God already knows the things that you're going through. He already knows the things that are going to happen down the road. We sometimes try to get ahead of the game, and we try to figure out, what am I going to do? But it's good to just stay prayed up. And if you stay prayed up, then whatever you're going to encounter in life, God has a way of just moving things out of your way. He has a way of making sure that things happen, because I don't know about you, but we serve an able God. And God is so able that I believe that he will always see us through. Sometimes when we go through our everyday lives, we make mistakes, we have failures, and then there are some things that we don't have any control over, but they still have some control over our lives, our natural disasters and accidents, appliances breaking down in the household. It seems like as soon as you get one thing fixed, something else is broken down. And how many of you know every time something breaks down, you're just not financially ready for that because you got something else in mind that you were going to do, but now here's something else come up to take precedence over that, and you have to prioritize yourself into making sure I do what's most important for the family. And it's not easy sometimes, but how many of you know that God still has a way of stepping in? Even when our body and our health start to deteriorate, God has a way of stepping in. There are a whole lot of us that don't feel as good as you used to, but you're still glad that you got strength in your body. You're still glad that the blood is still running warm in your veins. Ain't anybody in here just glad that they still alive? You know, as long as you're alive, you got some hope. And it's my hope and my desire this morning that God would give you a mind to just praise him. Give you a mind to realize that it's not about you. Don't take everything so personal. Don't be so thin-skinned that everything bothers you in a way that you can't get your praise on. You can't get any joy. You can't have any peace. If your neighbor don't want any peace, that's your neighbor's business. But if you want peace in your home, you pray to God, cover my house. And then once you get everything in your house covered, then you can get outside the house. But you got to take care of your own business first. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus himself tells us in John 16 and 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, Jesus realized that in this life of ours, we are going to go through sometimes. I don't have to tell you that every day is not going to be a sunny day. Those of us that even complain about how cool it got yesterday and how cold it got last night, can you do anything about it? If God just sent another freezing wind through and decide to make it wintertime right now, if he decide to make it snow tomorrow, there's not a thing you can do about it. But I do know one thing, it ought to make you try to get closer to the Lord our God. There's something about when things happen that we just don't quite understand. It'll take us down on our bended knees. There's some thing that God can get your attention and you gonna pray. There's some of us that don't pray until something happens. Some of you don't pray till you get broke. Some of you don't pray till you get sick and down on your back. Some of you don't pray until you get in a lot of trouble and you need God to deliver you out. But how many of you know that even in the midst of that, God still answers prayer? Anybody in here know that even God can hear you even if you are wretch undone? Don't think you got to be holy to talk to God, because if that was the case, none of us would have gotten through. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ain't nobody in here no better than nobody else. Even in being your leader, I'm no better than you are. If I don't live right, I'm going to die and go to hell just like you going to hell. I like to consider myself a work in progress, because God is not finished with me yet. There's some things that I still got to get it right, and I need God to do it. You can't do it, and I can't do it. But I serve a God that can do anything but fail. That same God that picked me up out of the dirt and began to let me know that I am somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't ever let nobody tell you that you are nobody. We got to trust God. Whatever comes along our way, we got to trust him, and we got to pray. We prayed to God to send us a revival, and God did just what we asked him to do. But the question this morning is, now that you heard the preacher, are you willing and ready to do the work? Not by the way you look when I came in here. Some of them so tired they didn't even come this morning. Ain't gonna worry my spirit with that. Because tomorrow I'll be gone when I see them. Why worry about something you can't do anything about? I'm going to miss my blessing because they're missing theirs. Get that nap a little bit later. God has brought us to the knowledge and grace of himself. And when we remember that we are a family of baptized believers, we ought to believe that God is so good to us that he is able to give us just what we ask him for. Many of you agree this morning that Pastor Rodney Coleman is not only somebody's preacher, but he is truly God's preacher. How many of you enjoyed the preacher this week? Hallelujah. How many of you realized and heard what the preacher had to say this week? Kind of weak right there. How many of you heard the preacher stand on your feet? I can see better than I can hear. Okay, thank you, thank you. You are the ones that I'm talking to right now. Being those of you that just got faith in God, being that you didn't hear the preacher, but you do have faith in God, right? Thank you, thank you. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I wonder, is there anybody in this house walking by faith? If you're walking by faith, then my next question is, are you working as a good steward for the Lord? Whether it's in here or whether it's out there within the community. Remember that the Bible teaches us that faith without works is what? Okay, so if you got faith, you ought to be about your Father's business. Now, I believe that Pastor Coleman was sent by God to help us to believe and trust the word of God. The Bible declares, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel of Isaiah, said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul looked at it as if it was his time to really trust in the power of God. Because we can't have belief or trust in God without first hearing the word of God. Without hearing, there is no hearing without preaching. And then there can be no preaching unless the preacher has a commission. And when the Bible talks about how beautiful are the feet of them that carry the gospel, it's only talking about they ought to be eager to carry the word of God. When God has given you a commission, you ought to be excited about what you're going to do for God. You ought to be excited about going and telling somebody about the good news. But how many of you know that no matter how hard people preach today, somebody's still not going to hear what thus said the Lord. I don't care whether it's Pastor Coleman, Richard Johnson, John Kay, John Jeter, Minister Davis, Sister Richard. There are some folks just not going to hear anybody. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that faith cometh by hearing. And hearing cometh by the word of God. The word of God was preached to us throughout this week. And if you heard anything from the word of God, you ought to be willing to listen and do what God said do. I stopped by to tell you this morning that if you are a child of the Almighty King and you heard the word of God that came forth unto us, that you ought to be not only a hearer of the word, but you ought to be a doer also of the word. The Bible says, but be ye doers of the word and not only a hearer, because you would deceive yourself. If you're a hearer and you do the word and not be a doer, you are just like somebody looking to a mirror. And when you look in the mirror and you turn away immediately, you forget what you saw when you looked in the mirror. But when you look in the mirror and you realize that things are not what they need to be, you got to pray to the Lord thy God. Lord, I want you to make some changes in my life. Anybody made any change this week? Anybody let God move in their life this week? I want to know, is there any doers in the house? Anybody want to stop being just a hearer? Somebody said, I heard what the Lord God said. But I want to know this morning, are you going to do more than just hear what God said? Let us go back and get us a review right now. Dr. Gray said, it's my faith that moved me. If you're going to move God, you got to have faith in God. All you got to do is believe in the power of God. Anybody in here waiting on the word? If you're waiting on the word of God, God will speak the word unto you. I thank God for the word, for the word will make a change in your life. I found that all you got to do is trust God with all of your heart, with all of your mind. If you trust the power of God, God will provide anything that you need. He may take you the long way around to get you where you got to be. But God is a providing God. It does not matter what's stacked up against you. God is able to do what he said he's going to do. No matter what the enemy try to do against you. Don't you know Jesus will be your lawyer in the courtroom. And when the judge began to ask the question, what is the verdict? You can say, I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty because Jesus paid the price. Went to Calvary's Hill and did everything that I needed him to do. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that even if you're on a foundation and your very earth began to shatter, be still in shake of time. Don't let nobody get you all bent out of shape, but believe in the power of God. I want to tell somebody about a man called Jesus that sits high and looks down low. I want to tell somebody that we're going to eat the bread, we're going to drink the wine, because he is Lord of Lords, he is King of Kings. He'll do just what he said he'd do. But I stopped by to tell Faust Chapel, after you hear the preacher, then we got to do the work. If you're not working in the vineyard, you better be about your father's business. Get up off the stool of do nothing and let God use you. Stop saying what you cannot do, because I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. You better stop sitting around, looking around, and waiting on somebody to give you a helping hand. But all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and the Lord will come to your rescue. The Lord will do just what you need him to do. Even when you get tired, God will renew your strength. Even though when you get weary, God will make everything all right. Anybody love the Lord this morning? Say yeah. Say yeah. Anybody got joy in their heart? Anybody glad? Anybody glad that they got Jesus? As long as you got the Lord in your life, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's something about the Spirit of God. Don't you know, when I'm in my natural body, I'd have to hop along. But when the Spirit of God get in this body of mine, I don't have to hop. I don't have to worry about my pain. Because I got a God that'll heal your pain. I got a God, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will make everything all right. So I'm not worried. I got joy, unspeakable joy. I thank you, God, for another year around the mountain. I thank you, God, to see this blessed day. I thank you, God, that everything is all right. And if I die tonight, let me die. Everything gonna be all right. But I heard the Lord say, you're gonna be here until I say so. Because I got a commission for you to do. And if you follow God, see, my steps have been ordered by the Lord. And when God orders your steps, everything is going to be all right. Don't worry about what comes your way. If your stumbling block get in the way, just make them a stepping stone. Just step on them and go on the higher heights. See, I got my mind made up that heaven is my goal. So I'm going to press on toward the mark, forgetting those things that are behind. I can't do nothing about my yesterday, but I can do something about my today. Humble yourself and pray to the Lord our God. And God will do just what you need him to do. Pastor Coleman preached too hard this week for you to sit in here and act like you don't have nothing. Did he not say, don't let the revival end at the benediction? But you got to take it with you and let that word work in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when the word begin to work in you and you let your light shine before men, you will have a drawing effect on that man or woman that thought that they couldn't make it. And they can look at somebody like me and say, if the Lord can save him, he can save me. You ought to be thankful that God is such a merciful God, loves us, died for us, always standing to take care of us. And I thank God this morning for just another opportunity to stand. I thank God for reminding me this morning to stop complaining about being tired and be who I called you out to be. Hallelujah. The mindset that I had when I came out, I never could have did what I just done. But when you let go of the natural and you let God's spirit come in, hallelujah, you will find a great change in your life. I found it to be a true reality that when I am weak, he makes me strong.